Yes.
So it's the water that puts out the fire. Is it just awareness?
It's a number of things, refraining from the speech or the action. Awareness is what brings the attention to that, but also along with that, the use of the precepts, recollecting the precepts, recollecting principles of kindness or and honesty, you know, all of those elements that we might have forgotten in the complaining about someone or in getting excited about something, that those regular value systems, which in a way is one of the I was having a conversation earlier today with somebody, the value of spiritual friendship and how the Buddha emphasized that over and over, that being close to good-hearted people, that's one of the ways to help fire prevention, is being around good-hearted, like-minded people. And so you have like the first verse of the Mangala Sutta, the highest blessings, not to associate with fools, but to associate with the wise. His comment to Ananda, when Ananda says, spiritual friendship is half the holy life, the Buddha says, no, it's not, it's the whole thing, it's the whole of the holy life. Hence monasteries, hence the value of spiritual companionship and friendship, and the recognition that if we're on our own and left to our own devices and don't have that kind of reflection or support from people around us, very easily we get drawn into states of anxiety or irritation, of desire, acquisitiveness, self-centered attitudes, and the world supports that. You know, the ordinary worldly attitudes feed those kind of tendencies. And one of the suttas I quote very, very often nowadays is called the Avijja Sutta, the Ignorance Sutta, when the Buddha talks about the causal process that feeds ignorance. I won't go into the whole thing right now, but it's like a 10-stage causal process of what leads to fueling and feeding of ignorance. And right at the very root of it, it's like not drawing close to good people. Sapurisa Sangseva is association with good people. So not drawing close to good people, then you don't create the opportunity to listen to wise teachings. If you don't listen to wise teachings, then faith doesn't arise. Without faith, then there's a lack of wise reflection. A lack of wise reflection is a lack of mindfulness and full awareness. Lack of mindfulness and full awareness is a lack of sense restraint. We're more reactive rather than responsive. If we're reactive rather than responsive, then that feeds unwholesomeness in thought, in speech, and in action. That then feeds the five hindrances, and the five hindrances are then the fuel and the support for ignorance. So just as the rain falls onto the hilltops and forms into little puddles, they form into streamlets, they flow into tarns, into ponds, and then they form into bigger streams, and then bigger streams feed the rivers, and the rivers fill up the ocean. This is how ignorance is filled up, through that whole causal process. So, Sapurisa Sangseva, drawing close to good people, that's the very root, the very basis of how those tendencies are most effectively buffered. And then, if you know, keeping the precepts and establishing personal qualities of mindfulness are then given support by that. But it's very impactful how often the Buddha emphasizes that, and the whole kind of effort that he made in his life and his teaching to create the Sangha and, you know, the fourfold assembly of monastics and lay people, because, you know, we need each other. And that it's very, very hard for a being to really train their mind without that kind of resources of good-hearted, like-minded people around.